Blog Talk Radio.
It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. The I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show.
Stiletto, diva, throwdown, we locking the showdown. Sports talk, here comes D-Slate. With sports information to keep you wide awake. And he's always on the move. Mr. Norfolk gonna say something new. On the go with TK. Turn up the radio for the quote of the day. Turn up the radio for the quote of the day. Turn up the radio for the quote of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another wonderful segment of the I've Got Something to Say Radio Show, Blog Talk Radio, the D Hour Show Radio Network. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, and officially known as Miss Fabulous. We're going to have a wonderful, wonderful show for you tonight. But before I get into that, on the 15th day of July, 2013, I'd like to introduce to you some very, very imperative people who help make this show the number one, yeah, in my mind, the number one independent radio show there is, by way of Missouri, by way of Virginia, and also by way of our original studios in Surprise, Arizona. We broadcast to you, and we bring to you, once again, the I Got Something to Say radio show. Ladies and gentlemen, he is one of our correspondents, and he is definitely a mover and a shaker, a poet, an author, a father, but most importantly, he is very, very important to the D Hour Show Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for no other than CK is in the building.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. No autographs, please. No, no.
Everybody's doing fine.
Hey.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes. And also, ladies and gentlemen, he is a producer, he's a comedian, he is an artist, a filmmaker, and the CEO, founder of the D Hour Show Radio Network, and also executive producer for the I Got Something to Say show. Ladies and gentlemen, please feast your attention and give your undivided eyes to see and ears to hear. Mr. D. Slate is in the building.
Hey, y'all better holla.
Holla.
What's good? Back in the building, the I Got Something to Say radio show is on once again. It goes down tonight. It's turned up. It's turned up tonight. Turned up.
Turned up. Yes, yes. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so very much for being in the studio on tonight, CK, correspondent, and my boss, D. Slate. We have a wonderful show. I know we took a little break, but thank you for always tuning in. And you're going to want to be a part of this show for various reasons. One, we have legendary singer, songwriter, jazz enthusiast, sultry voice, and alumni of Morgan State. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking then no other than Baltimoreans, very own native, Mesa, will be in the building on tonight. Can you say excited? Yes, I love, love, love Mesa. She is a phenomenal artist. So thank you, D-Slate, for getting those accommodations to come to fruition. Also, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the United States, if you're in one of our countries abroad, if you live on the moon, anything shy of that, you would have been privy to the verdict of the Trayvon Martin case, or should I say the Zimmerman verdict. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, a lot of people negate to want to speak on this topic, but we are the I Got Something to Say radio show for a reason. So we will be speaking upon that and various segments on tonight's show. Also, July is National Black Family Month, National Ice Cream Month, and Social Wellness Month, amongst others. Also, tonight, we will be featuring a couple of new segments within our show. We will be bringing to you Let's Talk with D-Slate. Also, Say Word with CK. The Cookout Countdown, the Justice Jam of the Day, the Quote of the Day with CK, and yours truly with the Fabulous News with birthdays, tips, and information, and politics picks. You know, want to be a part of this show, definitely get in where you fit in at 718-766-4553. That number once again is 718-766-4553. And if you're an emerging artist, a musician, author, and you want to be interviewed on this show via The Hour Show Radio Network, feel free to submit your request at thehourshow@gmail.com. That is once again thehourshow@gmail.com. Yes, yes, yes. On the East Coast, it's 6 minutes after the hour. 6 minutes after the hour. And we're going to go ahead and get this thing started because I'm ecstatic. I'm revved up. I'm turned up. As they say, I think I'm saying it wrong. What is it? Turn up? Is that right?
Turned up. Yeah, yeah. Just turned up.
Yes, well, all of that, yes, because I really, really, I'm going to be extremely loquacious, and that's going to be the word for tonight. You know, every segment we try to give you entertainment and education. So our entertainment word for tonight, edutainment word, is loquacious, very talkative, and this is going to be no other than a very, very talkative Monday night. The time is now 7 minutes after the hour. 7 minutes after the hour, we're going to go ahead and get into the song of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, again, anything shy of the moon itself, we would like to know what is going on. It's yours truly, Miss Fabulous in the building, CK in the building, and the founder, CEO of the D Hour Show Radio Network, Mr. D Slate in the building. July 15, 2013, it's the I Got Something to Say radio show. Let's go. What's going on?
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Hey, Father, Father, we don't need. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find out.
back live. Yes, it's 11 minutes after the hour. 11 minutes after the hour, that was the legendary Marvin Gaye, as in to we're asking ourselves what is going on. In the Anonymous Blue Studios, the forecast tonight is now 76 degrees, isolated thunderstorms. Tomorrow, high 92 and low 76, scattered thunderstorms. Wednesday, partly cloudy, highs 91 and 76 lows. Once again, the time is now 12 minutes after the hour, 12 minutes after the hour, and that weather was brought to you by the weather station, and that is active in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Yes, the Anonymous Blues Studios. We have a new location in Virginia Beach by way of Surprise, Arizona, by way of the United States of America. And justice for all? Well, we hope so. Maybe not in this lifetime, but we will have justice. This is going to be a tribute to the late young man who lost his life, Trayvon Martin, and to all the other persons who have lost their lives to violence. This show is in your memory. I am yours truly, Miss Fabulous, on the MIC. We also have the very gifted and talented, and our social correspondent, Mr. CK, is in the building. What's going on, CK?
Not much. I'm just here. You know, this weekend is very, 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 very different from any other weekend. You know, a lot of, you know, with the hurricane, there was a lot of violence, a lot of anger passed around. It's something that, you know, I mean, some people said they knew it was expected. Some people were just knowing that he was going to be convicted. This trial, to me, in my personal opinion, wasn't even a trial.
Absolutely.
It was a joke. It was a joke. And to have the jurors not be televised, Zimmerman did not testify. The one witness for Trayvon Martin that had, she wasn't cooperative, should I say. And then the prosecuting attorney they didn't use enough evidence that they needed. I mean, you could easily go off by hearing that he talked to the police officer and they told him not to pursue Trayvon, and he still went and did it anyway, you know. So this was pretty much, I don't know who came up with, I don't know if they trying to be the next SNL or Mad TV with this trial. That was horrible.
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. Well, we're going to get a little bit more into that. We're going to be talking about the Zimmerman verdict and the matters of Trayvon Martin. We'll be definitely discussing that. We encourage you to tune in by way of social network, Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. And definitely yours truly here on the I Got Something to Say So show. I want to say so and say show, because it all makes one the same. And we also have Mr. D. Slate, who is our CEO, just passing through and speaking. And after that, what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and get into the Fab Fabulous News. When we come back after the Fab Fabulous News, we will be having the quote of the day with CK and some poetics picks. And after that, hopefully we will have the very lovely and beautiful Miss Mesa in the building on tonight. You okay, boss? What's going on with you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm just chilling out. You know, got my feet kicked up. Just relaxing, enjoying, you know, my eye. Just got something to say tonight. And, you know, we'll be talking about it tonight. But other than that, I just want to holler. Just say, hey.
Hello. Holla. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the time is now 16 minutes after the hour. 16 minutes after the hour, let's go ahead and get right into the fabulous news, famous birthdays, tips, and information. Yes, marches, rallies, follow Zimmerman's acquittal. Rallies in support of Trayvon Martin grew in size and intensively on Sunday night as protesters in some of America's largest cities continued demonstrating their anger at the acquittal of George Zimmerman. In Los Angeles, protesters marched amongst the Interstate 10, shutting down the freeway for nearly an hour, NBC Los Angeles reported. The LA Police Department told NBC News that one arrest had been made during a demonstration at the protesters threw rocks at the police. LAPD Commander Andrew Smith told NBC Los Angeles that the officers fired beanbags at some of the protesters who threw objects at law enforcement. A protester supporter of Trayvon Martin in Los Angeles after the acquittal of George Zimmerman follows that statement. This is a show of strength, but also a show of solitude and solidarity with the Martin family, because last night what happened was complete disrespect to him, said Imani Henry, an activist with the People's Power Assembly, who had to come to the protest in New York City Union Square Sunday afternoon. She quotes, "We want to show love and respect to them." Some in the crowd said that they were still in shock over the verdict. In closing, local churches across the country were also organizing rallies and urging supporters to wear hoodies in honor of Trayvon Martin, who was wearing a black hoodie when Zimmerman shot him in the chest February 22, 2012. In closing, Zimmerman said he shot Martin in self-defense after the teen attacked him. By way of July's birthday, I'd like to say happy belated birthday to the following people: Missy Elliott, Princess Diana, July 1st. Also, happy belated birthday to Funny Man himself, Kevin Hart, yes, and Tom Cruise. And also this month that we've passed their birthdays, Huey Lewis in the News, 50 Cent, celebrated a birthday on July 6th. And also one of my favorite singers, yes, I'm talking about the Beatles, Ringo Starr, celebrated a birthday on July 7th. Jaden Smith, which is Will and Jada's son, Jaden Smith and Kevin Bacon celebrated a birthday July 8th. My favorite actor in the world, and also, you know, Denzel, but Tom Hanks celebrated a birthday on July 9th. Sophia Vergara and Jessica Simpson also celebrated birthdays this month. Little Kim and Suzanne Vega, you know, yes, Christy Yamaguchi and Bill Cosby, you know, Mr. Putin himself. And on today's date, the 15th day of July, celebrating a birthday, we have the very talented and gifted iconic Forest Whitaker and Jesse Ventura. Happy birthday, July-born babies. Yes, also during this month, bizarre and unique holidays, July is unlucky month for weddings. Okay. National Cell Phone Courtesy Month. Yes, I'm talking to you. You right there. You. No, I'm pointing at you right here. When you're in the grocery store, we don't need to hear your entire conversation about what, who, how you did last night. Okay? And I digress. National Hot Dog Month. I love that. I love hot dogs. And National Ice Cream Month. For today in particularly, yes, Tapioca Pudding Day. Yes, I know Bill Cosby is wearing his sweater as we speak. Just a little laughter. Okay, today is also Cow Appreciation Day. Yeah. Okay. Yes, also during the month of July, we have National Caviar Day. We also have National Ice Cream Day, National Junk Food Day, National Hot Dog Day, Cousins Day, Parents Day, Lasagna Day, and National Cheesecake Day will be the 30th of this month. Normally, Cheesecake Factory throughout the country normally sends out coupons or they do something very major in conjunction with July's Cheesecake Day. Don't forget that it's also Social Wellness Month, International Retailers Month, and Make a Difference to Children Month, which is extremely imperative because school is out. You still have to have class. Got it? All right. Herbal and Prescription Awareness Month. Now, I know they were talking about legalizing marijuana. I wonder, does that have some type of coincidental meaning? We're going to go ahead and move past that. And it's also New Recreation Month. And in closing, everybody deserves a massage week. Now, why is it that Nude Recreation Month and everybody deserves a massage week are like in close proximity? I don't know, but it sounds fishy to me. And in closing, it is Caviar Awareness Month. That sounds fishy. You got it? This has been another wonderful segment. No pun intended, it's so fabulous. The time is now 21 minutes after the hour. 21 minutes after the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to the I Got Something to Say radio show. Yours truly, Miss Fabulous CK and D Slate are in the building. If you want to get in, will you fit in? 718-764-5531. Once again, 718-764-5531. Hit us up on social media. Tell us what is on your mind. And also www.blogtalkradio.com, D as in David, our show. Tune in, give your commentary. So right now, we're going to go ahead and pass the MIC for the quote of the day with CK. We're going to go ahead and leave with that, then go ahead and move right into Poetics Picks, play a couple of songs of inspiration as a tribute, justice for Trayvon. And when we come back from all of that, ladies and gentlemen, we hope to have the very beautiful and talented Mesa in the building. Time is now 23 after the hour. Let's go with the quote of the day, CK.
Thank you. Thank you very much, PJ. The call today comes from a very, very special person who been quiet, but yet he's been noticeable. And I'm going to give you two quotes for the price of one. So here's the first quote. I'm a real person. I'm angry. I'm trying to use this celebrity thing to get people some help. AIDS, poverty, racism. I want to be one of the hands to help stop all that. I put it on my shoulders. I'll charge it to my account. I'm going to read it one more time. I'm a real person, and I'm angry. I'm trying to use this celebrity thing to give people some help. AIDS, poverty, racism. I want to be one of the hands that helps stop all that. I'll put it on my shoulders. I'll charge it to my account. And that's the first quote from this person. The next quote goes out. Yeah, anytime anybody has a kid, you know how you feel when you have a kid. You look at the world differently because your kid's in the world now. When it's just you, whatever happens, happens. But now you pay more attention to political things. You pay more attention to things because your daughter or your son has to deal with these circumstances. And I'm going to read it one more time. Yeah, anytime anybody has a kid, you know how you feel when you have a kid. You look at the world differently because your kid's in the world now. When it's just you, whatever happens, happens. But now you pay more attention to the political things. You pay more attention to things because your daughter or your son has to deal with these circumstances. And these two quotes come from the famous Jamie Foxx. Reason I told him because he has been behind the whole Trayvon Martin trial the whole time. He's the only celebrity I really know of that's come out and been supportive. He's the only one I've seen wear a T-shirt. I have not seen any other celebrity done anything but him. And he took it upon his, he felt like that could have been his child. It could have been anybody. So I commend Jamie Foxx for it. And back to
absolutely.
You.
Wow, that's awesome. And, you know, we're going to be talking about the Trayvon Martin case and the Zimmerman verdict throughout the show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so very much for those quotes. And I am a very, very much so a fan of Jamie Foxx. You know, he's not a trend builder or a trend guider. He is very political in his own view, and I respect that so wholeheartedly. Also want to give a shout-out to Bette Midler. She made some commentary on Twitter, and I don't know the quote verbatim, but a lot of people retweeted it, and it went to something to the effect of, you know, it takes two people to be able to give a story. You know, one is not able to give their side because he's not here. And that makes perfect sense. So, you know, just kind of like in layman's terms, that's how she put it, but it was a really good statement. You know, it had, two tells a story, you know. If not, it becomes a monologue or a soliloquy unless you're talking to yourself. So, ladies and gentlemen, the time is now 26 minutes after the hour. Once again, thank you for that, CK. We're going to go ahead and move right along into the Poetics Picks. The choice of music today or tonight is for justice, justice for Trayvon. Justice will prevail, so it's not over because there's a life after this life. So, therefore, justice will be served. We're going to fight the power. We're going to do a little bit of walking, and we're going to fight the power again. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the I Got Something to Say radio show, 27 minutes after the hour. Poetic Picks, let's go.
I'm really wasting. You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it all the time.
What are we going to do if we lose the house?
It's time to stop thinking and start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
We are back live. It is 33 minutes after the hour, and that was Justice for Trayvon Martin. We're going to fight the power. That was the late great. Not the late great, you know. They're still around. So let me just change that and say iconic group, the Isley Brothers, yes. But I wanted to say that is in tribute of the late great Trayvon Martin. He was only 17 years of age when he was killed, murdered. However, I would like to say he is teaching a lesson that we will be able to utilize for the rest of our days. Rest in peace, Trayvon Martin, because I am Trayvon Martin. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 34 minutes after the hour. Yours truly, Miss Fabulous, on the MIC. We also got CK and the CEO, founder of the Hour Show Radio Network, the I've Got Something to Say. Let's say Mr. D. Slate is in the building. You know, if you're just tuning in, we have a wonderful, wonderful treat for you on tonight. If you are a jazz enthusiast, if you are a music lover, let me tell you, the person that we will have in our studio in just moments. I am so ecstatic, I can't even get myself together. Ladies and gentlemen of the United States and our six countries and abroad that are our main supporters, Mesa will be in the building in just minutes. So I'm going to defer to Mr. D. Slate, and we're going to bring the very lovely, talented Mesa in our studios. If you want to be a part of the show, 718-766-4553. Mr. D. Slate, what you got for us, sir?
Mesa is a kind of singer who takes hold of a song and enraptures her audience in the palm of her hand. As she delivers lyrics, phrases, melodies, and harmonies in a way that only she can. Blessed with an instantly identifiable honey-toned mezzo-soprano and an undeniable brilliant and magnetic stage presence, Mesa's alluring vocals can, or humor and purity as an artist, make her a rarity in this business. Patti collaborated with everyone from Stevie Wonder to Chaka Khan to Incognito and Angela Bofill. Mesa can hang with the best. With the drop of her new album, Blue Velvet Soul, she is going to mesmerize us with her vocals and incredible music all over again. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm DL Radio Network, I Got Something to Say show welcome to the beautiful Miss Mesa. Hello, Mesa. How are you?
I'm great, babe. Great.
Wow. You know, I
you
am
appreciate
I am literally starstruck right here in my tracks. Mesa, I have been a fan since the early 1990s, okay? When you came on the scene, let me tell you, before I get into that, let me introduce to you the other persons that are in the studio before I do a cartwheel, because I am so honored and I am so, so excited to have you with us on tonight. You have no idea. I'm just elated with happiness right now. Yes.
Thank you. Maybe I appreciate it.
You're welcome. We have our correspondent in the building. Oh, he is our social network guru, and he's definitely a fan of yours. CK, say hi to the very lovely and talented Mesa.
Hi, Mesa. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing great. It's an honor to have you on the show tonight.
Well, thank you, babe. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, and also who did a very formal and very, very wonderful, well-said introduction, which all things
things are true, and I would have just added fabulous, fabulous, no pun intended, because you're the diva and the queen right now. I would like to present to you Ms. Mesa, our CEO, founder of the D Hour Show Radio Network. Mr. D Slate is in the building. Say hello
wow.
to the very talented and beautiful Mesa.
Well, hello, Mesa. Again, how are you? And thank you so much for joining us tonight on the show.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Absolutely.
And it's an honor to have you on the show with us tonight.
Thank you, babe. I appreciate it.
Yes. Well, Mesa, you have a little bit of time to hang out with us tonight, and some of your fans
yeah.
are ecstatic. Yes, when I posted on the social network site, when I got word from my boss, D. Slate, that you were going to be accommodatable and being on the show, let me tell you, immediate people were just post. They were like, we love Mesa, the solo artist. We love Mesa, the songwriter. We love Mesa, who was with Incognito. We love Mesa, the single mom that's doing it out there. We love Mesa, the radical person for change. We love Mesa. So definitely. Definitely.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. So what we're going to do right now, I'm going to go ahead and defer right now to CK and see what information that he would like to ask of you. And definitely,
okay.
if you're a listening audience, yes, here in the United States or abroad, because we have a lot of listener fan base, definitely of Mesa. She is in the building. Please call us at 718-766-4553 to speak with the very beautiful and talented Mesa, who is in our studio on tonight, 718-766-4553. We're going to go ahead and get it on right now with the interview, and we're going to start off with our correspondent, CK. What do you have for the very beautiful and lovely Mesa?
Thank you. Well, Mesa, I'm curious to know, your sound is totally different from anybody I've ever heard, and I just want to know, what do you apply to your style and your craft when you raise that this is the song I want to do, this is the song I want to record? What comes to mind to you? Where do you take your mind to?
Well, I think that the first thing that really comes to me, the music kind of finds me, to be honest with you. It's like whether I'm just driving down the street, music comes to me a lot when I'm driving. Or when I'm just just chilling out, doing a meditation vibe, or, you know, or sometimes when I'm in the middle of a lot of noise, music comes to me. So it really depends on where the spirit hits me, and that's definitely what it is. Music is a spirit, and that's why a lot of musicians know that when you hear something, you have to write it down immediately or it'll go to somebody else, because it's definitely a spirit that moves around. So I've learned to quickly, you know, pick up my phone and go to voice memo and sing it into my phone so I don't forget it. And that's basically why I do it.
Wow.
All right.
Thank you.
You have anything else for Mesa, CK?
Let's see. How long have you been? I mean, when did you first start to notice your talent? As early on in your career.
Well, it's really I started singing when I was 3. My mother told me that I used to sing for anybody who came to the house, whether it was the mailman or just people visiting. As soon as she opened the door, I'd be behind her and I would start singing and dancing. I would get on the coffee table, and. Because then my mother took me to see Proudly when I was 6 years old, and Melvin Moore came out on stage. I lost it, and I felt like, you know how in the movie The Grinch is so Christmas, his heart grew bigger than his chest, like, you know, he's 10 times bigger than his chest. That's how I felt. I felt like I couldn't breathe, like I was overwhelmed, and I was excited. Even at that young age, I just knew that I wanted to be a singer. I wanted to do the same thing Melvin Moore was doing on that stage, and that's where the dream started. And so throughout my life, throughout high school, throughout junior high school, I did a lot of talent shows. I did a lot of theater. In college, I was in the Morgan State University choir for, you know, several years. And I also did theater as a side thing, too. So, you know, and then my first big break was, of course, with Stevie Wonder when he allowed me to sing background on the Jungle Fever Project. And from there, it just kept growing. And then I auditioned for Incognito over the phone, and I got that gig and spent 4 years in London singing with them until I moved back home. My father was really ill. He was dying, so I moved back home to take care of my mom. And then I started my solo career that same year, 1994. So it's just been going on and on and on. You know, it's just been an ongoing blessing from year to year.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, I'm going to jump in here real quick before we have. Thank you, TK, for that. That was some great questions that you asked. The very legendary, iconic Mesa, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just tuning in, we have the very beautiful and talented, sultry, song voice bird in the building, Mesa. I'm telling you, we're about to get it in right now.
Yes.
You're talking about this. This lady, I'm telling you, she has been through so much, but I'm telling you, she still stands, and I am a fan forever in all caps, okay?
Thank you, honey. Thank you.
Yes. I just want to jump in real quick before our CEO definitely has quite a few questions for you because he, too, is a fan. You know, Mesa, you know, a lot of artists, they hunger for the spotlight. They want to jump in. They want to, you know, have this overnight sensation type of, you know, celebrityism. Mm-hmm. And I've done research on you, and I just really love the fact, two things that you said that resonate. And I'm going to come back after these slates to kind of follow up. But number one, you mentioned something about a college education. And you are an alumni of Morgan State University, one of the most prestigious universities in the world, okay? Not the country, in the world. So for you to be a native of Baltimore, yes, and a couple of times Baltimore, Star Wars are like, right. That says a lot for you as a, you know, as an individual because, again, you made it a point to educate yourself, to further your education, and then pursue a career as in two people, they do the complete opposite. What would you say real quick for, you know, people who want to break into the industry? Mesa, would you encourage them to have a plan B to go after their education and still in pursuit of wanting to be in the spotlight? You can have a happy meeting, but what would you encourage?
Right. In my opinion, you should get your education. However you get it, whether it's going to college or getting voice lessons or getting taught about the business of music, whatever you can do to prepare yourself for this business is the best way to go. My whole thing is that I just want people to hone that craft, no matter which way they do it. I just need people to practice what they are and what they do because, you know, you can't have any sustainability if you don't practice, if you don't become, you know, who you are. A lot of people want to sound like Beyonce. A lot of people want to sound like Mary J. Blige. They want to be the next this. They want to be the next that. You can't do it that way. You have to be yourself and be only yourself. That's the only way you're going to make it and have a place to have some longevity. But if you continue, if you continue to try to be like somebody else, you're just fighting a losing battle because that person is already, they've done their job. They've done a great job being who they are.
Right.
And so that's the thing. But what I would say is that for the longevity of it, because I think that my classical training, my operatic training has helped me tremendously for 22 years keep my voice. I mean, there was a time I lost my voice, but that was due to the fact that I didn't know that I was allergic to cats. We had a cat in the house. And so it almost devastated me. I sounded like a man for about 2.5 years. But when I got rid of that cat, we figured out it was the cat. And I got a motel out of it real quick. And then we cleaned up the house, and I was okay. I got my voice back. But those things you need to know, like a lot of people, I see these kids up there, they say they get up there, superstars, making all that money. And then all of a sudden they have stuff on their throat, they have to get surgery and all that kind of craziness. It's like, you know, those kind of things are dangerous. So you have to prepare yourself. You have to prepare yourself for the business of music. I'm telling you, I learned the hard way. I mean, I learned the hard way about business. I still haven't learned it to this day. But one thing people know about me is that, you know, I'm a nice person, but don't play with my money because it's not going to be good. And that's the whole thing. It's like I cannot handle that because that is my livelihood. That is how I take care of my son. You know, and people are still saying, I'm going to make this do this event for us. We have $500 in a parking space. Well, what am I supposed to do with a parking space? I didn't know parking space could pay a bill.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So those kind of things people are still coming after me about. But I've learned to, you know, get some people in place so that you know, I don't have to deal with that directly anymore. That's people have the thought. But, you know, I've spent, you know, but my whole point is that going back to what you were saying, that the kids that are coming up now, I just want them to find your individuality, hone your craft, make sure you are trying to be the best you can be so nobody can mess with you.
Wow. Mesa, you have given us more than just lyrics to a song. Literally, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just listening, this woman has given us words to live by. I mean, that's so imperative what you have just given, because you're only as good as the people that you surround yourself around. And never
right.
take for granted or underestimate the value of a person. Mesa is known internationally. She's done so many great work. Just because you don't see a person in the spotlight every 5 minutes doesn't mean that they're not in the spotlight, okay? So
right.
what you said was powerful, powerful. And I think it's shame on, you know, I wanted to say it. You know, it's the I Got Something to Say show, and that's why I created this show, to say exactly what's on my mind. Promoters, promoters, promoters. Investors, investors. These are the people that we need on our stages. These are the people we need to embrace upon our emotions. We need more Mesas in your major metropolis city. So if you're a promoter and you're listening, I know her management will hug me right now, but I'm not getting reverbs or caps or anything off of this. This is coming from a true dedicated fan since 1995. That's how long I've been rocking with you, Mesa. Definitely.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yes. Book this lady. Promoters, you know, we need people that are definitely going to be more appreciative to, you know, the craft. And I want to say
right.
this before I pass along to, you know, D-Slay. I'm going to come back because I'm compassionate about what I'm saying here. But, you know, you have grace for the album Metamorphosis. You picked
oh,
a number one on the Billboard chart, the contemporary jazz.
Yeah.
I mean, that is phenomenal. Yeah. Who does that?
Yeah.
Mason obviously does. Right. And then in addition to that, you know, I can't even look at the paper. This is all for memorization. I think it was either number 12 or 13 is where you graced the R&B hip-hop album chart. I mean,
yeah,
cool.
So that's my last, my newest record, Blue Velvet Soul, it charted at number, unfortunately, you know, the last three albums, Metamorphosis, A Woman in Love, and Motions of Love, all debuted number one in contemporary jazz. But and Motions of Love debuted number seven on the R&B charts, but nobody... I couldn't get my record company or anybody to really, you know, push that whole thing. I think they kind of just let it slide, and I was really upset about that. But this time we know that it debuted, this record debuted number 13, still top 20 of R&B. That's the highest, that's two of the highest charting of R&B I've had in my career.
Wow, that is phenomenal, and that speaks volumes to who you are. And not only, you know, as an entertainer, songwriter, musician, you know, you're a mom, and you're doing it for your son. And by the way, I love the name. The name is?
Jazz.
What other name to be befitting? Jazz, how cool is that? Hi, Jazz, from the I Got Something to Say show. You know, you
yes.
are phenomenal, phenomenal. But, you know, I'm not going to take up all the time because I'm going to come back because it is the I Got Something to Say. And I got a lot to say and a lot to inquire for one of my favorite entertainers. I mean, literally
yeah.
the top. Matrix, you are it. So right now I'm going to defer to our CEO and executive producer of the I Got Something to Say show. Mr. D. Slate has a plethora of questions he would like to inquire. Okay.
Well, let me get my plethora ready. I want to say this. Now, PJ said, Mesa, she's a huge fan in all caps. Let me say this, Mesa. I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan. .com.org and .net. So I just want
okay, to Kanye.
That.
Okay, Kanye.
Know that. I want to say this, though. Your new mm-hmm. album, Blue Velvet Soul, you know, tell us a little bit about the inspiration and what went into that and everything that you put into it to make it a little bit different and to, you know, to break newer grounds in your previous albums.
Well, I think this is inspiration. I mean, it's amazing. This is I'm going to tell you, this is a totally God-sent record because I really, after my mom passed that summer, I didn't feel anything. I didn't want to sing. I didn't hear music. I didn't hear melodies. I didn't hear anything. When Shawnee came to me and said they wanted me to do another record after she passed, I was like, there's no way. I don't I'm not in a relationship. I didn't just come out of a relationship. There's nothing for me to talk about. I don't have nothing to say, and I'm not going to talk about my mom. That's really personal to me. So it just I didn't know what to do. So when I signed the contract and I was under the pressure to start the record, I don't know. It came out of nowhere. I called on some friends to help me write lyrics. I called on some friends to help me do a lot of things. And so that's how that happened, you know. So that's how that happened. But, you know, it's all good. Everything worked out great. I called on my city to help me do some disco. I know I called Bluey, but I wanted some authentic disco music. And so I got that, and I called my city because I wanted authentic house music. And then Lettucey's producer, he came to me and brought me two great songs. Lorenzo Johnson brought me two, I think, some of the most powerful songs on the record, Love Me Good and I Care. He brought them to me out of nowhere. It's like he just submitted some music to me. So, and it was the perfect song. So I just say that God put his hand on the whole thing. Mm.
Amen. No doubt. Well, you know what? You just said something important, too. You just said something that a lot of cats that's probably listening that really don't know nothing about. You said real house music.
Okay.
Now, I live in Arizona, but I'm from Chicago, so a Chicagoan know all about real house music. So I can respect that.
Oh, yeah.
I can absolutely respect that. Well, let me ask you this, though. When you look at, you know, because you infuse R&B, neo-soul, jazz, and which in all three categories I'm huge fans of, especially neo-soul and jazz. But you infuse all of these different sounds into your music, which is phenomenal. But, you know, when you think about, absolutely, when you think about a lot of jazz artists, really great jazz artists and neo-soul artists, and, you know, because we've had, you know, quite a few of them on the show, and they've all talked about how they make great music and they are recognized in certain categories. But it's like when you think about mainstream radio and you think about award shows and different things like that, they don't, you know, artists like yourself and Music Soul Child and big artists like that don't get a lot of recognition in different areas like that. So it's like, incredible and positive music like that don't get the kind of recognition that it should be getting, you know, in the open radio market and the open music market. So, I mean, why do you think that is? Why, you know, incredible neo soul artists and jazz artists don't get the type of recognition they should be getting?
I don't know. It's just, I mean, there's a lot of new artists. A lot of independent artists don't have the budget. Of course, we know how this game is played with the radio and all that kind of stuff. We understand this game has not changed in 100 years. It's getting worse. You know what I'm saying? So the pay-to-play thing is strong. It's not going to leave. And it's not going to change. I mean, personally, my business, there's nothing that anybody I'm dealing with can afford to pay $80,000 to $100,000 to get a song played on the radio. It's just not going to happen. So we have to use grassroots promotion. We have to do things like, you know, whatever we can. Like, you know, for instance, on this record, I'm going to different hair salons and around the country, and I'm going to stay there all day and sing some songs and have other people in the hairdressers and sell CDs to them and talk to them, trying to promote the record. I mean, there's things we can do that we have to do, but we just have to do it that way. I don't know any other way to do it because we can't afford, like I said, we can't afford what's needed to happen in the mainstream radio. Mainstream radio is locked up and locked down by a certain way to do things, and we can't afford it.
Well, I wanna say this. As far as us here at the DIY Radio Network, we're gonna continue to support you and play your music until the end of time. You know, I look at it like this. You know, and that's showing you respect as an artist. I mean, you know, of course, you know some of the classic artists that we've had on the show. Your intros, your stylistics, your Shy, your Silks, your Music Soul Child, you know, your artists like that, you know, doesn't get the type of airplay they should be getting. But here on our network, we're going to continue to play your music past old and new because that's the type of respect that we have for you and the music business and artists like yourself. So we're going to continue to play your music and support you like that out of respect for your talent and out of respect for the work that you put into it.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Wow.
I mean, sometimes you're not supposed to say stuff out loud, but I just get tired of not saying it out loud. That's, we all know what it is. You know, you don't play the game, you don't get played. That's just how it is. And I was pretty much told that the other night I mean, to my face. I mean, I already knew it, but for somebody to come to me and ask for pictures and have me call people on the phone because they're big fans and all that kind of stuff, you'll enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And all that kind of stuff. I mean, then tell me to my face, you know, I love this record. You know, they take my record and then they say, but we can't play it. You know, we can't play it. You know why we can't play it. You know, that kind of thing.
What?
Wow. That's crazy.
Wow. It's wow. Hardcore, you know what I'm saying? And that's okay because, you know, if they're, you know, it's getting to the next level. You know, I've been waiting 22 years. I've been in this game 22 years, and I have the butt to appreciate the fact that I've been in this game 22 years. I've spent a lot of my time saying, why are they choosing? Why can I get Black Press? Why can I get in Ebony? Why can I get in this magazine? Why can I get in that magazine? And I said, I can't get any. I'm trying to figure out why it seems like somebody's pushing me down and won't let me through this threshold that I'm trying to get through, and I worked so hard to get there. And so I just thought to God about it, and I'm just like, and I'm just letting it go. I'm saying if it gets, if God takes me there, I'll go there. There's no resentment of it. I'm not going to do anything, you know, not compromise my morals to get there. So I'm going to continue on with the everybody who's been supporting my music for all this time. They have blessed me beyond belief, and I'm going to stick with them, and I'm going to be here as long as they let me be here. And that's the bottom line. I'm not going to worry about any other different levels. And the reason why I wanted to go to the next level is because I just wanted my name to be on the top of somebody's top of their mind when they want something. It's like, oh, yeah, we should get Mason for this soundtrack, or we should get Mason for this movie, or sound, you know, or make a song for this movie. That's the kind of stuff I wanted. That's all I wanted. I didn't want to be somebody who can't walk into a grocery store by themselves, have their bodyguards all day long. I don't want that life. I never did.
Wow, I got to jump in here. When you're speaking, Mesa, it is so powerful because you are speaking from your soul, the depth of your soul, because, you know, you're in it to win it, but at the same time, you are in this industry because this is something that you absolutely love. You breathe music, and you're so compassionate about it. And, you know, like literally I have goosebumps on my arms because, again, you can hear it in your struggle, your compassion. Again, if you're not with the right people or make the right statements or, you know, pay the right amount of money, again, you're passed off or passed aside. But you, I love your strength to the fact you say if you have to go into salons and play tracks and let people hear your music, I know your worth. And the people that love you, Mesa, that is just phenomenal. We're going to continue to support you, and definitely, and as Mr. D. Slate, our CEO, indicated, we're going to push it. Now, this is my school of thought right now, and I'm going to say it, and I hope somebody latch on to it. We've had some wonderful, iconic people such as you, Mesa. We've had Eric Robeson. We've had Chocolate. We've had Lila James. My school of thought as a filmmaker / producer, I'm going to put it out there. I think, are you all ready? We need to have a reality show for neo soul jazz music enthusiasts. And they have reality shows for everything else. Let's get this going. Come on now. Let's get some real people in here. Right. Some Pedra Moseses, some Mesas, some Lila J. I mean, some very incredible people that are only known to the public for maybe Soul Train Awards and things of that nature. Their work and their craft is much too grand just to come out for special occasions. Don't put out just a good channel during Christmas. Let's put it out the other 364 days, too. Okay?
Right.
Come on.
Absolutely.
So if
Absolutely.
You're a promoter and you're listening, I'm getting on the Mesa bandwagon because when she reaches to the top, she never left, but when she goes even further, don't try to locate her then, you know. Get on it now. Definitely. Book Mesa. Because I want Mesa to come to Virginia and Arizona and Missouri. We want to see Mesa. So, under the guidance of my voice, definitely. If you're a promoter, an investor, or whatever the case may be, let's bring some true, incredible talent to the stages so we as fans can be appreciative of their craft and of their worth. Agreed?
Well, Mesa, I definitely want to extend the invitation to you as well. Sometime next year, the DIY Radio Network is going to be holding and sponsoring a neo soul R&B jazz type of concert tour, and we would love to involve you on that ticket as well.
Oh, that'd be great. I would love to.
Okay.
Yes. Well, maybe I just have a couple of follow-up, you know, questions or commentary, and then we're going to have our closing remarks, and we're going to play a couple of tracks off of your new album, if that's great for you, The Blue
Okay,
Soul. I can't wait. I'm ecstatic. I'm just so, so ecstatic. And shout out to your management, man. They are just super, super professional and super awesome. They're on it. Definitely shout out to your management. They're tight.
Thank you.
I just want to send a shout out to my boy Bill, because Bill
get
it
in
for me. Bill, my dude, Bill, shout out to you, brother.
Thank you. That's my buddy.
Oh, yes.
Bill, he's definitely my ally. He's definitely my ally. Definitely.
Yes. Well, Mesa, I want to say this right quick. Definitely, also in closing, you know, I know that you won a Soul Train Award. And
yeah.
Also the Moon. Yeah, that was phenomenal. I was like, yes! You know what I mean? Screaming top of my lungs, like, okay, my gosh, you can hear me. You know what I mean? And I thought that was phenomenal. And also,
it was a shock
you,
to me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We were like, fingers crossed, you know, because we're rooting for you, definitely. So that was, I actually saw that live. And that was great. And also, yes, I see that you are a spokesperson for RSV. Can you just talk a little bit about that? Because you appear in PSAs, and also you work a lot with the March of Dimes. What's that all about?
Well, yeah, I did. I'm not doing it right now, but when I used to, my son was born premature, and when we first brought him home, he got a little cold, and the cold got worse really fast, got really bad, really fast. And I saw him after leaving with labor, and I was like, what's going on? We brought him to the hospital, and the doctor met us there, and she started him on this medicine called Synergist. And what it does is that it stops. It was during flu season, babies who are born at risk, babies who are born with lung disease or heart disease or born premature, are susceptible to colds and flus that turn into to pneumonia really quickly. Because a lot of babies, most babies under 2 years old are hospitalized because of this disease called RSV, respiratory syncytial virus. And it turns into, I'm sorry, I can't let you hear these zooms in the back of me, I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. I thought about a quiet place in this joint. Of course, at the last minute, they're going to start some fireworks. So, to make a long story short, I wanted to become a spokesperson and work with the March of Dimes and helping to have young mothers or families who are born to premature babies understand that this medicine is important to keep the children from getting pneumonia when they get colds and stuff.
Wow. Well, the reason why I learned that is just phenomenal, Mace. The reason why I knew that you were involved with that, because I'm a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and generally, that is one of our, you know, ventures or, you know, social issues in which we normally support on an ongoing annual basis. And a lot of celebrities that are involved with various causes, and your name stood, I was like, let me find out that Mesa is involved with this, you know, because that is just something that a lot of people don't attach to because you don't hear a lot about it until, you know, the time for the walk or march, what have you. So I'm just excited and just honored that, you know,
I hope to do more in the future. I want to talk to the March of Dimes about doing more because a lot of, one of my friends, one of my brother's friends, just a female friend, her baby died from this disease because the doctors told her that it wasn't available when it was. And it, because, you know, the shots are like $1,000 a piece. They're very expensive. And so so a lot of people, they're not letting people know about it. And it's really a tragedy. And so we want to kind of, you know, I want to raise money for the mothers who can't afford it. I want to do concerts or whatever, benefit concerts so that we can raise the money so that nobody else will have this tragedy and have their baby die from something that they can get medicine, but they can get help with for.
Well, Mesa, we're about the Wonder Twin Power, and I'm going to be with Touch and Touch with you out here off the line. We're about to do some stuff because I'm telling you, between you and a couple of other artists that we have, that you're really compassionate, and it's just not, you know, smoke and mirrors. You actually mean what you say and say what you do. Yeah, so we would definitely be one of the twin powers turning into birds, so we're going to make this happen.
Activate. Activate.
That would be great.
Yes, absolutely. Well, my closing statement is, I know that you went abroad and you went to London to do some work over there, and then you came back. You know, what was your experience like internationally? Because a lot of artists, they receive love within the States domestically, you know, but even our non-speaking, English-speaking brothers and sisters, once you go overseas, they embrace and they really, really appreciate the culture and the music, especially the U.K. They have a soulness about them. They love our music. Yes. Any interest, and I know you mentioned something also about independent films and having your music in films. We'll talk about that too. But, you know, nonetheless, do you have any plans of doing any film or returning back internationally or wanting to do concerts overseas? What is your thought?
Oh, yeah. I would love to go back to Europe and do, you know, as many as I can. Just waiting for the invitations. I mean, I just came back from London, did a show in Manchester and a show in London, and it was fantastic. I mean, sold out shows. The audiences were great. And so I know that I have an audience over there. I know that they still remember me from Incognito, and they know me from my solo work. And I know that they would, you know, it would be no problem to come back and to do some shows there. I want to do more in Italy and Germany and all that kind of stuff. So that's what I'm working on now.
Well, absolutely. Mesa, ladies and gentlemen of the I Got Something to Say radio show, we have held her hostage because I can't get enough of Mesa. She has spoke the gospel and some great, great information. We're going to go around real quick and close out with Ms. Mesa. Then we're also going to play a couple of her tracks from her upcoming album, Blue Velvet Soul. You know, I pretty much have all the albums. I have your self-titled one, Mesa. I also have Out of the Blue. I have Believe the Sweet Classic Soul. I have Metamorphosis, Motions of Love. I think I'm only missing like two or three of those, but I have them stacked up, not to include the Transcribed and the one from Incognito.
Oh, yeah.
I have that one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I have like four Incognito, 98 Degrees. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm a fan.
I'm going to raise that.
A lot of people love this song. Yes. Well, CK, what do you have by closing remarks for the very lovely and talented, and I'm her number one fan, aside of the Beatles and Michael Jackson. Go ahead.
I love you very much. Thank you for coming on. I've been listening. I just like to take in everything that I hear, and you've been just been feeding my brain, and my brain is not full yet, but I'm still taking everything. Thank you, and God bless you, and keep doing what you're doing. We need this music.
Thank you, honey.
Talking about lives, so I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate you too.
Yes. Mr. D. Slate, what do you have, boss, for the very lovely and talented, and I'm her number one fan, aside of Michael Jackson and the Beatles? What do you have for Mesa?
Well, just so you know, I just created a website called D. Slate is Mesa's number one fan. Just created it a few minutes ago. Just created it. I just want to say that first and foremost, it's an absolute honor, and it's always an honor to have an incredible artist like yourself on the show. And, the knowledge that you bring in your experience that you bring about the music business, your passion and compassion that you bring about what you do, and your talent and your art is so phenomenal, and it's so refreshing to have an artist like yourself on the show, and I do appreciate that greatly. I also want to say that, again, as far as we're concerned on the network, you're no longer a guest on this network. You're a family member now.
So we will continue to keep supporting you and everything that you do and telling everybody about you, you know, and telling everybody to check out your music. You know, we told everybody on Twitter, you know, and Facebook you're going to be on the show tonight. So, you know, definitely we're going to keep supporting you. And you're a family member now on this network. So when we have the next family reunion and, you know, the barbecue, we will be inviting you to the family reunion.
All right. Yeah. You know, I appreciate that so much. And thank y'all for bearing with me through all this noise. I appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely. And this is Miss Fabulous that has definitely drilled because I really love your spontaneity. I love your enthusiasm. I love your heartfelt compassion for the craft and definitely since 95 and probably beyond, even from, you know, being a part of Morgan State Choir, which is a prestigious honor to be a part of that. I know for a fact, coming from an HBCU and being a classical harpist myself, you just give, like, you, come on, you can be a part of this choir. No. They only want the best. So when I learned that, I was like, this lady is serious. She's on 1,000 about hers. So I want to say on behalf of the D Hour Show Radio Network, behalf of I'm going to be big. I'm about to Kanye you now, D-Slay. I'm the biggest fan in all caps. And I got two websites and a brand new car and a poodle where everything says local. How about that? No. And I just opened up a new Twitter account saying that I'm going to be the president of NASA's fan club. How about that?
I'm just going to go to McDonald's and tell them to create a burger called the McNASA. There we go.
In all seriousness, Mesa, I definitely hope to connect with you outside of, you know, the show and the D Hour Show Radio Network. Our boss, D Slate, working very hard and diligently and trying to compact some things in the work. So we hope to definitely have you on that ticket. And once again, promoting that you're listening, this is a lady that you definitely want to bring to your respectful cities and, you know, give a world-class of a concert. Now, I've heard you on, you know, audio, but it's nothing like a live Mesa concert.
Live,
oh, my God.
Live is most fun. Live is the way I communicate with everybody. So I love live concerts.
I'm telling you, I will walk from here to Egypt to hear you live. So I'm going to see the next time you're live, I'm going to see what I can do to be there. Definitely. I'm serious about this.
Thank you, honey. It's great.
Yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen of the I Got Something to Say radio show, we've had the delight, honor, pleasure, and distinct honor again to be in the studio with a very gifted, talented, and very down-to-earth celebrity, singer, songwriter, composer, and arranger, Morgan State alumni. Baltimore is in the building, Mesa. Yes. You have any closing remarks, madam, that you would like to give before we actually play a couple of tracks on your new album?
I would thank everybody who's been embracing the new record, who has embraced my career and helped me so much through my life. You have given me everything that I have. And I'm very grateful to everybody for supporting my music, whether they come to my concerts or buy the records or just spreading the word and telling their friends and family about the music. And especially with this new album, it seems like word of mouth is just spreading this record worldwide. And I appreciate it because, as you know, I don't have the super duper backing and the publicity. So the fact that people are doing it on their own means the world to me, and I really, really appreciate it. And I hope you enjoy the music. It's one of my best records ever, and I hope you enjoy it.
Absolutely.
Woo. Well, we're going to definitely push it out there, Mesa. We're going to keep it on our social network sites. You know, have an MBA degree. If you ever need somebody to do marketing for you, I'm the person. Okay, so.
Subliminal.
I believe that.
That is some networking, like, yeah, boy, I'm telling you, I'm a fan. But we will continue to play music on this show and all the other shows. Mesa, how can people obtain the album or, you know, see more that you got going on? What are some ways of communication?
Well, it's on iTunes. And today, as I woke up and found out that I'm on the What's Hot list on iTunes today between Pearl Jam and Justin Timberlake, which is really hot. That really made my day today. Yeah, if you look at it, I guess it's still there. Hopefully it's still there. If you go on iTunes, the front page of What's Hot, I was on there, Soul Jam, me, and then another lady named Justin Timberlake. It was real cool to be there this morning. So definitely iTunes and definitely Amazon.com. I know, and there's some stores like FYE and it's limited Best Buys that have them. But for the most part, it's definitely online, and I really appreciate everybody who goes up to buy it. The people been buying them for their friends, buying them as gifts, just passing it around, and that's really making my life really happy right now.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the summertime, and this is the time where, you know, jazz concerts are going on and people are having family gatherings and cookouts. What better way to cool down when the breeze is flowing through your 1B hair extensions or naturals or locks or what have you, than, you know, have a nice glass of vino and listen to the sultry sounds of Mesa. But definitely support this sister. Go on all the means and ways, Amazon, FYE, iTunes, and support, definitely support. Well, Mesa, it has been a pleasure and an honor,
honey.
And once again, shout out to your management, who is phenomenal. Bill,
Bill K. Fine. Bill is the man. He really is. He's much to be proud. He's a nice man.
Absolutely. Well, we don't know, Boss, what songs do you have lined up for Mesa so she can introduce her own songs?
Tonight we're going to be playing What Can I Do and Love Me Good.
Well, listeners of the I Got Something to Say radio show, we're going to go ahead and set it up for Mesa. Mesa, take it away and introduce your music, madam.
Wow, the first song you're going to hear is What Can I Do? It's written by my best friend, Kimberly Bill, who introduced me to Stevie Wonder 22 years ago. She wrote this song. It's so sexy and so what I think men would like to hear at this time in life. If I'm willing to say, honey, what can I do for you? Whatever you want. That seems to be the vibe. And then the second thing, the song I made my first as producer and writer of a video, my first music video that I've done. It's a two-part video, like R. Kelly style. This is the first part, the song Love Me Good, that was written by Lorenzo Johnson and a friend of his. I just love this song. It's just about just saying the plain and simple. I need you to love me good. That's it.
And can I have a mixmaster, please? I have a mixmaster.
The one of the D Hour Show Radio Network, as we say, holla. Yes, I'm ready. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's Miss Fabulous D Slate, CK, and our celebrity guest in the building, Miss Mesa. Are you ready? Let's get set. And let's go listen to the sounds of Mesa. We'll be right back after these very, very important messages. Mesa.
Just relax, 'cause it's all about
you wanna say. What you ask is what I'm gonna do.
Trust that I can be any of your fantasies.
All the things you do for me, don't even have to ask. Sometimes I think you're reading my mind. So appreciating, that's why I'm reciprocating. So I'm asking you right here and now.
What can I do for you, baby?
Baby,
I'm so in love with you. Tell me what I need to do to make you happy, baby.
Uh-huh.
You know it's just like that. Baby, tell me, what can I do for you, baby? What can I do for you, baby?
Oh.
A girl and I will do whatever a girl is
gonna
do to keep you in my life. You know it's just like that.
Wanna flip the script?
Let me give it back to you.
'Cause you keep me so
satisfied,
and I'm willing to do anything you want me to. Tell me what I can do. Oh,
I'm a girl and I will do whatever a girl has got to do to keep you in my life.
In my life.
You know it's just like that. Like that.
Beginning to You might know me, I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are a few in a 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent, and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. It is 28 minutes after the hour. 28 minutes after the hour. We had a phenomenal, in all caps, phenomenal time with singer, songwriter, visionary, entertainer, Mesa was in the building with us. I really feel like, you know, CK and D-Slate, I feel like she's more like a part of the family. I felt so comfortable
absolutely.
With her level of enthusiasm and compassion, right? Did you get that too?
I agree.
Yeah.
She's our sister from another mother.
Absolutely. Just phenomenal. Down to earth. And that's what we really need. Just because you're in the industry doesn't mean that you have to turn a blind eye to being courteous, you know. So it, just remember the same way you go up is the same way that you need to remain there. So that's just kind of a bit of advice to our emerging artists. I'm not going to say starving artists or people who are breaking into the industry. We'll just say emerging. So she gave us a lot of great words of wisdom, and I actually took away a lot from that conversation and interview. So definitely continue to support Mesa, you know, in her efforts with her new album, Blue Velvet Soul. Look out for Mesa because she's going to be doing some incredible, incredible things, as you've heard her mention. So we're going to definitely keep things going. The time is now 30 minutes after the hour, 30 minutes after the hour. And we're just going to go ahead and get a little bit into small discussion with CK. We're going to get into the say word discussion, okay? And then after that, we have our new segment, yes, the cookout countdown. And then we come back after that, we'll have the Let's Talk with D-Slate. And just this jam of the day. For our departed young man, I am Trayvon. Yes, we are a Trayvon Martin. It's going to be the man in the mirror. And we'll have our closing remarks. So definitely is the I Got Something to Say radio show. Put the remote control down for just a moment from the reality shows. Unglue your eyes from the television and tune in your ears and open your hearts and open your mouth and your mind to something that is much more greater that's going on in the world that is nonfiction. Definitely. So we want you, we challenge you, we applaud you to continuously tune in to independent radio, because this is real radio, ladies and gentlemen. It is real radio. We're able to voice our opinion without recourse, okay? So definitely that's what we have done on today. So without further ado, we're going to do a 5-minute round table right now. And it is say word. And whatever word that we say is going to strike upon conversation is going to be led by no other than our very own CK. And after that, y'all are not ready for the cookout countdown. What? You're not ready. Not ready at all. All right? And then once again, we will be closing out with the Let's Talk with D-Slate. He's going to expound upon the conversation with the Zimmerman verdict as well as the Trayvon Martin trial. People negate to say Trayvon Martin trial instead of the Zimmerman verdict, okay? You know, because had he not done what he did, I don't care what type of verdict was rendered. I'm saying we may even get in trouble with FCC, but you know what? Okay. Whatever he did will come back and justice will prevail. So, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I defer to you, CK, say word.
Word. Skittles.
Skittles. Skittles. Trayvon Martin. Trayvon Martin was a 17-year-old black male that could have been anybody's child. All he wanted to do was to be a part of his very own, minding his own business with his Arizona tea and the Skittles, with his hoodie, being a regular teenager. He was gunned down. He was murdered. And now he's being treated like he didn't even exist. I am Trayvon Martin Skittles.
Press up.
What's the word?
Word is
Music.
You take that one, music. You take it.
Music. I'll say this. Music is different. It's changed over the decades, over the years. I'll say that with music, as we can see, you know, a lot of artists and a lot of well-known artists, you know, you have a lot of indie artists and up-and-coming artists out there that are on independent labels and, you know, are trying to make a name for themselves, not only for themselves, but their indie labels. But you have a lot of well-known artists out there who are in the midst of making music or already have new music and are kind of considered indie artists themselves. You know, they're mm-hmm. on, you know, because they're on their own labels and, you know, they're creating new music, but their new music isn't getting aired and won't be getting played, you know, like some of the new and superstar artists that are out right now. And, you know, they don't get the respect, you know, yeah, they created classic hits, you know, back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, but they don't get enough respect to get their new music played just like their old music gets played. So when you think of the word music, I think that we should remember that, you know, all these incredible artists that paved the way that are still performing, that are still doing music right now and creating new music, we need to show them enough respect, not only to just play their classic music and classic hits, but show them enough respect to play their new music as well, because that's just showing them respect and saying, you know what, I know who you are, I respect you. I'm not just going to play your classic music, I'm going to play your new music as well. And when you say the word music, that's what comes to my mind.
Okay.
All right. Miss PJ, I got a word for you. Word is fabulous.
Fabulous. Mm. Fabulous is more than just my outer being. Fabulous means my external thoughts go beyond just myself. I'm not just a person along the walls of what I see. I am fabulous because I see me in the image of being created just like him. And see, I don't mean just him, the outer part of someone, you know, like a relationship. I mean him, the most high, the person that sits up high, looks down low, because he has made me within his own image. And for there, I am fabulous.
Good one. I'll pass it around to the next person. Word. Love.
You said the word is love?
Yes, the word is love.
Well, when I think of love, I think of caring for someone, holding someone, wanting to spend time with them. I think of the moment when a mother has a child and the child is born and the parents are holding them in the hospital and that feeling that they feel inside holding their child for the first time. And, you know, I think about a man and woman that are really into each other going out for their first date. You know, I think about a parent sitting in the audience watching their child graduate from high school or graduate from college. You know, I think about, the moment when a grandparent is sitting there and the grandchild comes in and gives them love and gets on their lap and shows them love and talks to them. And, you know, I think about a family reunion where everybody's, all the family members are together and everybody's enjoying everybody's company and everybody's having fun. So when you think about the word love, you know, I think about a man and a woman, spending quality time with each other and watching themselves grow as well as their family grow. So when you think about the word love, that's what comes to my mind.
Okay. Well, CK, I'm gonna jump in real quick because, you know, we have 38 minutes after the hour. So do you have a word that you want to expound upon before we move into our next newest segment? Yes, I'm talking about the cookout countdown.
Oh, yeah. I like that one. Poverty. I'm gonna speak on that. You know, we live in a country where it's families that don't have much money to live off of. They have to divide their money between utilities and food, and you got some families that have young children, and then you got the homeless on that choose to live on the streets and have no other, they're forced to live on the streets more so, and have nowhere else to go. You know, poverty is everywhere. It's not just in one area, and a lot of these government officials and some of the rich doesn't understand that these people are people too, you know, and they need that love. They need a shelter. They need a nice cup of soup, a nice cup of coffee, you know. A meal will be good, you know. And when I think about poverty, I think about the inner cities. I think about the ghettos. I think about the drug dealers that stand on the corner and the kids that have to pass by when they come home from school and they're seeing it, the shootouts. I think about everything that they go through. I think about the things that Marvin Gaye spoke about when he was recording what's going on and he was promoting the album and the world, Save the Children. You know, I think about, when I think about the word poverty, I think about life. These things that happened 30, 40 years ago are resurfacing in 2013. Mm-hmm. And that's a fear. I'm worrying that I hope that we don't have to keep going. And that's what I think about when I think about the word poverty.
Okay. Well, we appreciate that. So, ladies and gentlemen, we hope that you enjoy this particular segment of Say Word. And we're going to try to get that in at least, you know, every so often and headed by yours truly, Mr. CK. His truly, not yours truly, but his truly. So we enjoyed that, and we hope that you did too. You know, you say a word, it stimulates conversation. Conversation stimulates thoughts, and thoughts should stimulate action. And that's the whole motivation behind Say Word, because, you know, you have to be a voice for those who can't be a voice for themselves. Say Word. It is 41 minutes after the hour, 41 minutes after the hour, ladies and gentlemen. We are winding down, but not to a complete halt at this time. We're going to go ahead and get into our next musical break. Yes, it is the cookout countdown, and when we come back from jamming and putting the bratwurst on the grill and the turkey burgers on the grill, yes, it's, I know it's late. I know it's 41 minutes after the hour in the p.m., however, semicolon, we get it in, especially here on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Miss Fabulous, D. Slate, CK, in the building, the cookout countdown, and when we come back from that, we will have a little commentary. Let's talk with D. Slate, Justice Jam of the Day, and we will be wrapping up with our closing remarks. So don't go nowhere. Keep your Androids, your iPhones, your tune-in applications, your online, your social network going. We're not sleepy. We're not done. We're doing the justice for Trayvon Martin. It is Justice for All Monday, the I Got Something to Say radio show. Let's go.
Mama, is that chicken ready yet?
The cookout countdown.
Number four.
Thank you.
number 3. Number 2.
Thank you.
number one.
Everybody get up.
Is now 56 minutes after the hour, 56 minutes after the hour, and we're just coming back from the cookout countdown. Number four kicked in and set it off with Strife. Number three was Mama Used to Say by Junior. Number two, Blame It on the Boogie with the Jacksons. And number one, Bullet Lines, Robin Thicke. Yes, Hollywood Husband, Pharrell, Virginia's own, my homeboy. Yes, and T.I. from the ATL. Still there, TK?
I'm here.
Still there, D-Sway?
Get it, got it, good.
You know, I'm still trying to chew up literally this smoked turkey wings that I put on the grill, as well as some barbecue ribs, some homemade potato salad. Even at this time of the night, you know, the cookout countdown make you want to eat some cookout food, right?
Oh yeah, I just got me a plate of beans and greens.
Yeah, I got my plate over here right now. I might be quiet for a minute. Yeah.
Right. We know it's not good for our health to be eating, you know, past a certain hour, past 7, past 8 or whatever the experts say, but again, sometimes your eating patterns are driven by your emotions. So if I hear cookout music, guess what? I want to do what? Do some cookout. I tried. Well, we're coming down to the last of the last of the last hours.
for the I Got Something to Say radio show. But what I would like to do is to go ahead and pass the mic over to D. Slate so he can expound upon the commentary with the matter of Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman verdict. Ladies and gentlemen of the I Got Something to Say radio show, the time is now 59 minutes at the hour, 1 minute before the top of the hour. Let me go ahead and pass the mic over to D. Slate. Let's talk with D. Slate, ladies and gentlemen.
First of all, I just want to say that what I state is my opinion and my opinion alone about this whole situation. Now, and, you know, granted, there's a lot of people upset about the verdict of Andrew Zimmerman being not guilty for the murder of Trayvon Martin. and it's a tragedy, like President Obama so eloquently stated. It's a tragedy, absolutely. And I just want all my brothers and sisters out there to know that, you know, I know you're upset, and I know this makes you think about your own mortality and your children's mortality, especially black men out there. But keep stand strong, you know, just stand strong and keep be strong minded and be strong willed, and don't let this situation break you down, because racism still does exist all over the country. And my thing is don't let it break you down. You know, stand strong on top of it and keep pushing forward like you always have before this tragedy had even happened and even after. So prayers definitely go out to the Martin family and definitely go out to Trayvon's family. And I just want to say that, you know, it is a tragedy. And the thing about it is it really makes people think about what's going on in our country and the whole justice system and law in general. Because, you know, I stated on Facebook some days ago, you know, just the fact that, you know, if good-hearted people can get branded as criminals for doing things, and then evil-hearted people can get branded as innocent, how is the innocent ever going to be safe? You know, if we're going to, How can we live amongst each other in harmony if justice is confused? You know, that's the big key. You know, and the thing about it is that, you know, everybody's talking about the whole situation, and you know, and granted, you know, we're going off of what this gentleman is saying and what supposedly eyewitnesses were saying. You know, the bottom line is he was a kid. Okay, you know, Mr. Zimmerman was a grown man. Okay, first of all, you got out of your car when you shouldn't have, because the police, the law had informed you not to do so. Okay, they informed you not to do that. So that was the first mistake. Then you approached this young man, and an altercation came about, and you know, there was a fight. Now, Zimmerman claims that, you know, the young man attacked him, and he was on top of him, and you know, hitting him in, you know, in an MMA style, in which MMA, for those that don't know, means mixed martial arts, hitting him in an MMA style. Regardless of the fact, you're a grown man, okay? If you wanted to, if it approached and it came out to be that particular situation, and that's what it came to, and there was a fight that was involved. First of all, you as a grown man, you should have been able to, if you can free yourself to fire a gun, then you can free yourself from this young man being on top of you, plain and
wow.
simple. It didn't have to result in this young man being killed. If you can free yourself to fire a gun, you can free yourself. From this whole situation, and you could have gotten that young man off. You know, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, you have so many situations out there, and people have stated so many different scenarios and situations that have occurred, and it makes people think about the justice system. You know, you have a woman who fires a gun in the air and gets prison time. You know, you have a gentleman in a Hispanic gentleman in a similar situation in Texas, and kills a Caucasian man, and he goes to prison. You know, you have a situation where you have an athlete who was charged for allegedly killing dogs, he goes to prison. You have an athlete who shoots himself in the leg, and he gets prison time. But but a man who shoots a kid and murders a kid because the kid didn't have a weapon, so there was no reason to shoot this young man. So it was murder. So you murdered this young man and you get no jail time. So that's really going to make other people who's been in jail for crazy situations, it's really going to make them think, okay, why did I have to serve time and this man didn't have to serve time? So it's got everybody questioning the justice system. It's got everybody questioning their own mortality. It's got everybody worried. It's got, you know, a lot of minorities worried about their children. Because now what this statement has made to racist individuals out there who really hate minorities to the point that they want to harm and kill, this statement was made to them by saying, now you can do something similar, you can do something like this and get away with it.
Right. We're not encouraging that, but that's what people are thinking. Yes.
You know, that's what people are thinking. You know, so, you know, the bottom line is that this whole situation has a lot, in the state of Florida, in the state of, you know, New York, everybody's protesting. There's a lot of people in the United States that are protesting and wanting people to ban vacationing in Florida, ban going to businesses in Florida, just banning a whole lot of different things in Florida because of this situation. Because everybody, not just, we're talking about our whole country, is upset from this situation because they knew it was wrong. They knew that this gentleman should have gotten prison time or some type of jail time.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just,
you know,
and that cuts you off too easily.
Yeah.
Right, right. Just to jump in there real quick, it's not a black or white thing. It's a right or wrong thing, you know. And
absolutely,
there are as many, you know, non-African Americans who were deeply saddened and upset and very disappointed by the verdict. So let's not make this a racial thing, even though it's a racial thing. You know, let's not get to the point that we, you know, be disrespectful to our brothers and sisters because of a verdict that six people obviously made of their own choosing.
Exactly.
Or for their own influence. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what are your thoughts about that, D. Slate? Since it is, let's talk with D. Slate. What is your closing commentary as it relates to this?
You know,
well,
actually, I just want to say.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Go ahead. You say you want to start with CK?
Yeah, let's start with CK so you can have the final say-so because it's your segment. And ladies and gentlemen, we wish that you could have came in at 718-766-4553 and gave us commentary. However, you know, you're always welcome to join any of our shows and segments and post views and opinions about how you feel about the discussion or topic of discussion. But I defer to you, CK.
Okay. My whole feeling about it, I'm being a father of a 9-year-old who would be 17 years old, this country, I stated before, I said, we are targets. Black men specifically are targets in this country. And you know, to have Florida have a law that states that it's okay to carry a gun and to take the fence of if it's that case, you know, but, you know, I think a lot of people personally looked at it like it wasn't a thing where maybe looking at black or white until they got into further into it. But they're looking at the fact that this was a child. This is a child that was killed. This could have been anybody's child. And for, you know, someone said that it's the people who you vote in into the state. Yeah, I understand that, but the people you bring as a juror, they wouldn't, these women weren't elected officials. They was just some people who were voted just like anybody else. So, and personally, I mean, They that could have been one of their children. And they didn't think about that. That could have been one of theirs. And so to let this man go just because y'all think he quote unquote defended himself, he was wrong. Police told him not to pursue him. It's just, you know, it's like you it went in one and went out the other. What do you do? He went and pursued him anyway. That kinda teed me off. The whole trial was a fake. I did not like it. I did not appreciate it. I feel it should be a retrial. I think that with the NAACP going to the Justice Department of Justice, I think that it should be a civil rights case. Now I'm looking at it as a race issue because of the fact that he took it to a racial profile. And me being a black male, I've been racially profiled before by police officers driving behind me and following me all the way up to my job just on the account that they couldn't see the fact that I'm a black man driving a really nice car. If I wasn't a drug dealer or a pimp or anything that was not legal. So I said let's George Zimmerman was wrong and he know what he did and they let him go. And this is Florida, and I think America has learned from this because all the media and everybody around, I'm like, wow. So that's my take on that.
Well, I just have a couple of words as we, you know, unwind and fold down to the closing of this particular segment, Justice for Trayvon Martin. Two words, injustice, and we have to look at this as a situation that if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And we don't need any more people falling. We have to stand and work together. And where there are three or more, we need to touch and agree to understand. Let's get our youth back. Let's get our orders in order. And let's go ahead and be our brother's keeper, you know, so no one else can fall victim. At least if we have some type of prior knowledge, we within our own community need to stand together and pull through and hopefully justice, if not on this day, on this earth, at this appointed time, justice will prevail.
Yeah.
Closing remarks with you, D. Slate, for Let's Talk with D. Slate, ladies and gentlemen. D. Slate, what's your closing comments?
D. Slate?
Well, I want to say this. I want to say, first of all, this is a tragedy, definite tragedy, and again, prayers go out to the Martin family, absolutely. And I want to say that eyes are open in America, not eyes are open in Florida, not eyes are open in New York, no, eyes are open in America, okay, by all walks of life. Eyes are open, the justice system and law is being questioned. Racism and racial profiling is being questioned. So there's a lot of things that are being questioned and being thought about because of the situation. And again, as CK had pointed out, the gender Mr. Zimmerman claimed he was defending himself. That's not defending yourself. The young man didn't have a weapon. It didn't call for you to shoot him with a gun and kill him. That's not defending yourself. That's not defending yourself. Defending yourself would have been you're a grown man. Defending yourself would have been if you were able to free yourself to fire a gun, like I said before, you could have freed yourself from this situation with this young man or from this fight with this young man. You could have freed yourself from that. Okay, defending yourself is not pulling out a gun on an unarmed young boy and firing it at him and killing him. That's not defending yourself. I don't care how you look at it. I don't care how anybody else looks at it. That's not defending yourself. And that's plain and simple. Again, eyes are open. Understand, people, eyes are open now. So it's going to be a lot of things being watched.
Mm-hmm. I can agree with you more. And you know, and definitely not to definitely be the subject, but don't let Trayvon Martin's passing be in vain, ladies and gentlemen. We can't do that.
Absolutely.
We have to pull together, and we have to understand the call to action. And that's what this is right now. The looting, the rioting, and so forth, those are going to be regular emotions, but we don't allow people to dictate our temperature. We want to be our own thermostats and act accordingly.
And like our beloved,
absolutely.
And like our beloved, president said, let's please prevent further future tragedies like this.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's 14 minutes after the hour. 14 minutes after the hour, we're going to go around the room with our closing remarks, and then we're going to leave you with the justice song of the day, which is "The Man in the Mirror." So we're going to start with you, CK. Your closing remarks.
All right. It has been a wonderful night. We got a great talk. We got great music. We got our special guest. She was wonderful. I enjoyed everything tonight. I just want to let everybody know out there, to my St. Louis people, July 21st at the MVV Lounge, please come see He Is Poetry. It is a male lineup of poets, including myself. And you can find out more information on Facebook. Find me, Christopher Kaiser, Kaiserific. I will have more information there. We have a great lineup with Floyd Boykins Jr., myself. It's a lineup. It's a great lineup. And I can't wait to take half of Sunday. So that's one thing. Right now, I have 5 days left before the voting ends for the 2013 National Poetry Awards. If you need to know how to get on there, please hit me up. Voting, we vote every day until the last day. And I'm nominated for a Slam Artist of the Year. So I will have the information for there. Everybody have a great week. Love you all. We got to stay strong. We got to stay unified. And that's my final call for today.
Wow, that's powerful right there. You know, and before we get to Dee Slay, it's interesting you mentioned the National Poetry Awards. About 2 years ago, I wrote the theme song. There was a theme song competition, and I won the theme song for when it was in North Carolina. So shout out to Troy the Poet, yes, for organizing such a wonderful, wonderful event. And I hope that Lyrically Spoken, which is my hosting gig for poetry, I hope we're somewhere in the running. If not, congratulations and good luck to all those who have been nominated and those contenders who actually win the category. So congratulations to you, CK, and we hope definitely that you receive an enormous amount of votes. Dee Slay, what do you have for us tonight? No problem.
Well, I just want to say I want to say that we had an incredible show, as always. I want to thank all the supporters and listeners of the D-Hour Radio Network for listening to the I Got Something to Say show tonight. We had a phenomenal show, as always, with the beautiful Miss Mesa. And thank you, Mesa, for joining us on the show. And definitely make sure you guys check her out on Facebook and on Twitter. And make sure you go to check her out on her official website. And also get her new album, Blue Velvet Soul. You can definitely get it on iTunes, or you can go to her official website to get that information. But definitely make sure you check out her new album. It's phenomenal. And just keep supporting everything that she's doing, absolutely. And I just want to say that make sure you guys tune into the Tuesday spot tomorrow with myself, CK, and LEO. We're going to have another great show, as always. We may have a surprise tomorrow on the show. We may have one or two surprises, so definitely make sure you guys tune in to the Tuesday spot. And also coming up on Wednesday for Nod Your Head Wednesday, Brock Gunny and RC will be talking to star hip-hop group Slum Village is going to be on the show. So definitely make sure you guys tune in for that. And I just want to say that eyes are open, on what's going on in America right now, so definitely make sure you guys are being are on your P's and Q's, and just be right, be safe. And like PJ said, it's not a black or white thing, or it's a right and wrong thing, and that's what it truly boils down to. So thank you guys again for joining us tonight, and I just want to say, holla, hey.
Hey, holla. Well, thank you for CK. Thank you for D Slate for always being so supportive. This was an immaculate show. I thoroughly enjoy all of the camaraderie. I enjoy our special guest, which I am truly, truly a fan. I can't say it enough. Miss Mesa, you have made a very much so an impression on the listeners, as well as myself, yours truly, and D Slate and CK on this evening. Your level of professionalism and just your being down to earth was so, so appreciated on tonight. We definitely look forward to your new album and for more to come. To all of my emerging artists and my rising artists out there, definitely don't give up, because when you think that one person is not in support, you turn around, there are millions behind you rooting for you in the physical and in the spirit and in the flesh. So you have to do it, because sometimes what we do is not for ourselves. It's for the person who can't stand alone. Also like to say rest in paradise to my uncle Jeffrey Theodore Davis Sr., who passed away last week, and he was laid to rest on Saturday. Definitely praying for my family. And praying for the loss of my uncle, who will be truly, truly missed. He was an awesome, awesome guy. So to my family, Aunt Gwen, stay strong. Jennifer, J.D., Hilton, and Rodney, stay strong. I love you so, so very much. And to the rest of my family, let's not wait to get together for homegoings. Let's unify and be a family, because life is short, and it is now. And the here and now is what counts today. A family that prays together, stays together in strength. And ladies and gentlemen, we all are God's children, and we need to stay together and unify, and we need to, you know, make unity in this community. So definitely another shout-out to Charles and Carlissa Farmer, who are the writers and producers and directors for the upcoming film Employee of the Year, definitely for the New York auditionees as well as the Virginia auditionees. Couldn't be there on Saturday. However, I know it went extremely well. I am proud to be a part of that as a producer, and I definitely cannot wait for this project. Stay tuned for other things that are short to come with Renaissance Woman Productions and the D-Hour Show Radio Network just as a whole. We want you all to get out there, be safe, and enjoy yourselves. Love one another, and remember, life is short, and so is my real hair. Mesa, you're awesome, awesome. Thank you so much for coming by. Rest in peace to Trayvon Martin, and your dying is not in vain. It's not a black thing or a white thing. It's not a wrong or a right thing. We need to make the best of the situation. So, therefore, yes, let's unite. Ladies and gentlemen, good night or good morning in your area, respectfully. Time is now 21 minutes after the hour, and here we're going to leave you tonight with A Man in the Mirror. God bless. Stay strong. And we'll see you back here next time. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show, the D Hour Show Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio. Salute.
Gonna make a change. For once in my life, it's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And as I turn up the collar bone, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A son of disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know.
One, two, buckle my shoes. Three, four, we're gonna touch the floor.